Welcome to IdeaGen TV guest hosted series with Microsoft's Gretchen O'Hara. Gretchen, welcome.
Thank you, George. So excited to be here.
Well, you know, this is one of our favorite and most watched shows on IdeaGen TV. And today could not be more exciting. We also have joining us Cooper Henderson, Vice President for Executive Engagement at IdeaGen. Cooper, welcome.
Hi, George. Thanks. Glad to be here.
It's really exciting because we just completed two sessions of the IdeaGen Future Global Leaders Academy. Gretchen, you were one of the instructors and provided so much insight and perspective and most importantly, perhaps inspiration for all the work that's taking place at Microsoft. Where do you begin? And we're so excited to have a cohort of students that were selected for recognition that participated in this class with the IdeaGen Future Global Leaders Academy. Cooper, take it away on introductions.
Yeah, George, I had the great opportunity to work with some amazing young minds. We have Minna here with us, Olivia, Steph, Rhea, and Julia. And they put together an amazing project coming up with a solution for quality education.
Welcome.
So glad to have you.
Welcome all for joining on IdeaGen TV, and congratulations again on an incredible accomplishment. Really focused today, wanting to really highlight these incredible students on the journey of focusing on a very particular important area in our SDG goals number 4, quality in education. So this group of incredible young women have come together to really focus on a solution to exchange of students' ideas and resources between schools, developed countries and developing countries. And here today, I'm so excited that you've come into studio so we can learn a little bit more about what your solution was and how you're actually focused on the Quality Education Hackathon. Are you ready to get started? All right. Okay. I promise not to put you on the spot, but we're excited here, and the audience is excited to know, you know, what brought you all together. So maybe just to set the stage for our global audience, could we just go around really quickly around the horn and just tell us a little bit about yourself so we know who we're talking with?
So I'm Menna Solomon. I'm in 11th grade. I go to school in New York City, and I'm 16 years old.
Great.
I'm Olivia Jacobs. I'm also from New York City, and I'm a senior, and I'm 17.
Great.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Chan. I'm a rising junior. I live in a small town in Long Island, New York, and I'm 16.
I'm Rhea Bawa. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm 16, and I'm an upcoming senior.
Great.
Hi, I'm Julia Rocha. I'm 15. I'm a rising sophomore, and I live in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Fantastic. Well, incredible representation. You all coming together, working on the world's most vexing challenges. We have a big, ambitious set of goals ahead of us. And Microsoft, while focused on the SDGs, needs all the help we can get. And one of the things that I think is so empowering is not only to see an entire female panel here actually focusing on this, but age is not discriminatory in how we can think about creative problems, how we can look at solving some of the world's biggest challenges. And as part of my lecture and coming together in the class, you know, we need really to think outside of the box and creativity such as yourselves to go after these challenges in new and different ways. And so I just, one, thank you for coming together to do this, but two, just don't stop, because we need that incredible thinking, and that comes at any age, and you are on your way to doing some incredible big things, especially the group of high school students that you are. So again, congratulations on that. Maybe just to kick off, I would love for you to help share, and what any of you can you take this really, but you know, what got you interested in the Sustainable Development Goals? What got you started and wanted to make you, you know, sort of take a class on this? Any of you can jump in.
Okay, well, I'd say in my case, at my school, I took a class this year on social entrepreneurship, and we work to create businesses that have a social impact, you know, targeting the specific SDGs that interested us. And I think then my mom told me about this course, and I was like, oh, this is super interesting. And after really enjoying, you know, working on solving sustainable goals through businesses, I was really interested in taking the class and really enjoyed it.
That's fantastic. Anyone else want to share your story?
I can share.
Perfect.
So I actually engrossed myself into the SDGs when I first learned about them in freshman year. And they've been my greatest interest ever since regarding international relations. So I wanted to learn more about them and how I can educate the youth and how I can make a change in the world.
That's fantastic. Okay, anyone last in terms of how you got interest? Anyone else want to share on that?
I can go. Okay. I do debate in high school, which has a lot of focus on a specific foreign relations issue, and that's been super interesting and enlightening for me. And when I heard about this class, I thought it was so interesting that we would have the opportunity to actually come up with a creative solution to an international relations, kind of the heart of international relations in the world. And that was just so interesting, and it proved to be a really rewarding experience. So I'm glad I did it.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you all for sharing. So let me ask you now as a group. You've come together, you went through the class, and you know, you had this inspiration for quality education. And so how did you each play a role in the collaboration process? How did you come together and share with the audience, you know, how you work together to come up with the idea and solution? Okay, I'm going to start calling on you. Steph, tell me what your thoughts on that.
Sure. So when we first discussed what goal we wanted to focus on, we realized being a group of privileged girls, we have one thing that a lot of girls don't, which is a quality education. So by focusing on this, we can also focus on a lot of other goals, such as SDG number 6, which is clean water and sanitation. So just emphasizing the importance of quality education and what it can do to other goals.
Awesome. Perfect. What about Julia? How did you all work together on this?
Well, I think Steph mainly said it all, but I think that we all thought that education is kind of the base for a working society, and without it, many will lack money, jobs, sanitation, information, opportunities in general, and also gender equality, which is one of the SDGs, was also a main factor for our choice in choosing to focus on quality education.
Perfect. Well, and so maybe explain to the audience, and I'll let you jump in between you guys before I call on you. What was your solution on quality education? Just in a nutshell, explain to you what you came up with.
So kind of at the heart of what Steph was saying about how we are so lucky to be privileged girls receiving a quality education, we realized how much we can do and our schools in general could do to help underprivileged schools in other more developing nations. And so the solution that we came up with as a group was, what if we somehow facilitated a partnership between schools in developed nations, like the schools we go to, and schools in developing nations? And that kind of was the start of the solution, and out of that kind of bloomed all of the different parts of that solution. So I think Liv might want to talk about like the iPad program and stuff like that.
Livy, do you have something to add on that?
Yeah, so essentially what we tried to focus on is creating like a virtual education, and what we wanted to do was partner with different like educational businesses or companies such as like Khan Academy and provide students in those developing nations with the virtual lessons on there through also providing them with it's called like the One Laptop Per Child company, which basically has created a $100 like very durable laptop.
Yeah.
And
durable and affordable device. Yeah.
Exactly. And so our idea was to provide them to schools in like sub-Saharan Africa, for instance, and then with that also have the virtual lessons available on those laptops so that, you know, we can give these children like a very wide variety of like courses.
Right. Now, and it's incredible because sometimes, and you mentioned a little bit of privileged education, you know, we forget oftentimes that just the simple ability to have access or the simple ability to have a device or, you know, being able to be able to even have transportation to come to a lesson in some way, these are things that become big barriers. And so for you thinking through that, becomes incredible to unlock sort of education and quality education for all. So it's really incredible how you guys are thinking through that. You know, let me just ask you, what is the biggest lesson that you learned out of the IdeaGen Future Global Leaders Academy? You went through the course. What was just one thing that you thought as a good takeaway that you'd want to share with the audience? Maybe who we started with, maybe Mina?
I think my big takeaway was that people our age can come up with solutions to these things, and we have voices that come up with creative solutions that maybe people who are adults don't necessarily look at. We have a mind that's so focused on creativity and innovation that we're willing to take a risk and come up with a solution that might have some risks attributed to it, but it's ultimately helpful to everybody. So I think that listening to young people and having young people come up with solutions, you saw this not just in our group, but in all the groups that presented, is really important to, I mean, the future in general.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you are demonstrating what is so important to think about that empowerment and that risk-taking and the confidence that you have the capabilities to really bring something very valuable to the table and how we solve these solutions. So that's incredible. Anyone else want to share a lesson learned from the Academy?
I think I can share. I think that one of the main lessons I took is that there is always something that we can do to help the planet, even if it's just spreading awareness, and that there are also many different, let's say, realities around the world that we don't necessarily face every day, but many people struggle with it. So for example, access to clean water, and that we as a new generation of young leaders should do something about it and create these creative and innovative solutions to the problems.
That is fantastic. That is so thank you all for sharing that. So maybe a couple of you that haven't spoken on lessons learned, what would be a piece of advice that you would give this audience to help achieve the SDGs?
One piece of advice I would give is when we're trying to achieve these SDGs, it's important to focus long-term instead of just seeing the short-term, because although it may not seem like that much is changing, long-term, it's going to be very positive.
Really well said.
For that country.
Anyone else on advice?
Sure. One piece of advice that I want to give is to keep an open mind. Like Rhea said, everything or little things, whether they be little or small, little or big, something's always going to be changing and anything is possible. So it's always important to do your research before assuming something and to continue working at something and stop, like never give up.
That's incredible. Well, in closing, you know, one of the things that you've really demonstrated and so critical is the both innovation, but all of you have had demonstrated just an incredible effective leadership. Long-term thinking, vision, taking vision into action, being able to showcase something that you can be able to really help at a broad global scale. And so how do you feel like that combination of leadership and innovation is going to help us achieve the SDGs? What have you learned out of the Academy that helps you think about those two components?
In this academy, we learned about the 5-step design process. And through that, we learned that first you need to like come up with many ideas and not just focus on one, and you want to brainstorm a lot. So by using your creativity and innovation, it's important to think about all the ideas and never have a closed mind, like Stephanie was saying earlier.
Really well said. So growth mindset, really opening up to multiple ideas, and connecting both innovation and leadership. Any other last thoughts on the combination of that in your academy? Okay, well,
I guess. Go
ahead.
I guess just piggybacking off of what everyone was saying, knowing that we can make the change and we can be the leaders to find the innovation is so important, especially as young women. I think that it was a really empowering experience for people to tell you, you can come up with a solution. And I believe in you, that your idea is a good idea. So just believing in yourself and having a really open mind is really important.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I think Steph, Julia, Mina, Olivia, Ree, thank you so much for joining me today and the audience on what you've learned, lessons learned, sharing your solution addressed on Quality Education Hack. I wish you all the best of luck. And I really hope that you continue collectively on this group idea, because I think your work and your approach into quality education is going to change the world. So thank you all for joining today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.